Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby.
Come on, come on. Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, yes, sir. Another day done God and bless us with another day to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brian and Krubin studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It is a high of 91, and currently it is 70 at I-35 in Santa Fe.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on one of my favorite days, World Chocolate Day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. More ways than one. Love me a little cocoa, huh?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Hey, yo, we got Stacey Shaw. She knows the law coming up this morning.
And then, of course, TMG goes down at your 23s. Chloe Bailey shares what advice Beyonce gave her and her sister. And then also Raekwon speaks about getting out of the hood.
I'm feeling some fajitas this morning, D.
Okay.
Let's get it in,
we'll
man.
Get jiggy with that.
Please do. Hey, shrimp and... Let's just do a combo. We don't do the trio. Shrimp, steak, and chicken.
Oh.
Because it is...
Taco Tuesday!
Today is Taco Tuesday!
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Positive expectations don't necessarily cause good things to happen. Yet they certainly do enable those good things. Your expectations focus your attention towards certain possibilities and away from others. Those expectations allow you to see opportunities that are aligned with whatever you expect. Someone has to put in the time and do the work to bring value into your world. That someone usually turns out to be you. In doing that work, your thoughts, efforts, and perceptions are heavily influenced by expectations. Because of that constant influence, your expectations can absolutely drive your reality. Your time, your capabilities, and your actions are always focused in some particular direction. Your own expectations serve as a significant focusing mechanism. Expect the best, but don't expect it to magically pop into being. Expect the best, and let those expectations combine with your own time and energy to make them happen. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip, is the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It is a high of 90. Currently, it is 72, down 18th and Vine. Reality star Tommy Lee. You remember her, right, B? You might be seeing her a couple.
Yeah, Love & Hip Hop. Oh, man, she had a little drinking problem a little bit, I remember.
A little?
Okay, that, yeah, I didn't want to go in on her, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, nah, so. I mean, you know, hey, everybody has their vices. Shout out to Tommy Lee. But unfortunately, it's been reported that she was arrested because she did not have a ticket for the area she was at during the FIFA World Cup. And she responded on video and said, basically, mind y'all business. She said, I'm not talking about y'all secret cases and all of those type of things.
Unfortunately, and fortunately, it's none of your business because guess what? My personal and private life is not news. It's not a headline. And you don't get that because you don't deserve that. I don't know your little secret arrest. I'm no different than you.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
that's true.
She's not wrong with that. I get that.
You know, celebrities, yeah. They're people. On one thing, you do sign up for that. You sign up for a lack of a private life with what you get. Heavy as a head that wears a crown. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, man, come on, y'all. This is a human. This is a person. Kids, family, all of those people are affected. So, you know. I know it's people that's ruthless out there, right? We don't give a damn. She making money and she fam, blah, 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 blah. Come on, man.
Well, it's Tommy Lee. So it's like people ain't even going to hold that to you. You know what I mean? But I understand.
She has been on one.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. We all deserve a little grace and mercy, though.
Yeah, that's true. Moving from reality TV to the actual movie screen, Jamie Foxx explains how Samuel L. Jackson talked to Leonardo DiCaprio on saying this specific word.
Leo had a problem. He was like, he was saying the words, pal, I can't. And Samuel Jackson, hey, my you say that, it's just another Tuesday with these. And I was like, oh,
N-word, I assume.
Yep, it was during the on
Django.
The set. Yep, yeah.
So, love Django, great movie. But I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
I've never watched the entire thing.
Oh, I love it. It's a great movie.
And I've seen some interesting clips. Like, I've always seen bits and pieces because it was a long movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's about 3 hours.
I've never seen the full on thing.
Yeah, I love it. I like a good 3 hour movie. Mm-hmm. But I be uncomfortable a little bit when I be seeing white folks say that word on camera. I am not gonna lie to y'all.
Especially when you say it and it's too believable. Hey, you done
said that before, huh? Like, okay. Yeah, you need to chill out, fam. You said a little too good. Mm-hmm. So maybe we could trust Leo in this situation. Maybe he don't have no experience in, you know, saying it. But we know a couple that do.
Yeah, yikes.
Hey yo, what's up? It's your boy Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 J.
This morning, we've had a situation where we've had to have cooler heads prevail and always try and maintain, the coolness in the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. Well, that ain't always the case everywhere in this world, unfortunately. As a possible road rage shooting injured one man yesterday in Raytown, and the police responded to shots fired at about 4:10 p.m., they found a vehicle that had crashed near 55th and Blue Ridge Cutoff, which is near the stadiums. Mm-hmm. And the shooting victim was inside the car, according to Raytown police. He was taken to a hospital and is reported to be in stable condition. The second vehicle involved in the incident left the scene before police arrived. No other information about a possible shooter or vehicle was immediately made available. Mm-hmm. But I see stuff all the time when I'm on the roads, no matter where I'm at, Olathe, Lenexa, KCK, Leawood. I see these incidences happening all the time and things that are about to bubble up. And it's like people's ego gets in the way sometimes in these situations to where I'm not going to lose or I'm not going to look like the... Yeah.
Or if we being honest, it's as small as I'm not finna let them over because I feel like they had enough time. And that starts a whole thing. And I get it. But at the same time, you just got to move a certain way. We had our Jackson County prosecutor on here too many times telling y'all, you going to jail.
Yeah.
And there's cameras.
Like, everywhere.
It's not the 1900s. Wait, what are you thinking? Yeah. Leaving and fleeing the scene. You think they not going to find you? It's a camera everywhere. You got to consider, too, people have cameras on their vehicles, too. I think Teslas have cameras built into their vehicles. Yeah. So they don't even need to go purchase a third party camera. So, right. I mean, it's just like, do you think you're going to get away with this?
Yeah. Hey y'all, man! Look, even this morning, right now, even somebody trying to cut you off or they trying to do something to you right now, just y'all, cooler heads will prevail in these situations to where we don't have to talk about these travesties and these shootings and everything, you know. So, I just wanted to pass that on this morning, man, because I know that happens a lot. It's very frequent in this day and age, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, this is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show. And when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103. Damn.
Yesterday, a groundbreaking ceremony marked the start of a new 21-home development that aims to create more attainable homeownership opportunities for working families on Kansas City's east side. The Hope Center, a community and youth development nonprofit serving our east side, is partnering with Sankofa EDG. It's a real estate development and consulting firm on this new project called Hope Village.
that's the type of city we want to be, right? Where every area of the city is strengthened and healthy to be so that when we talk about 1KC, that we can go anywhere in the city and have a semblance that we all belong to the same place. And so the East Side has been one of those neglected areas of the city, the neglected brother or sister of the city, that without the strength of the East Side, there is no 1KC.
Amen to that. I wish everybody bought into that. This has been more than a decade in the making, D. So there's some vacant lots near 32nd and Chestnut. It'll become Hope Village. And this will include 9 single-family homes and 6 duplexes for families earning between 80% and 120% of the area's median income of $35,000. The eligible buyers could move in with the estimated $50,000 in equity at closing. So this is a big deal, man. Yeah. I like that.
Step in the right direction. Love to hear that.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Sorry we had a little late start this morning. It's all good.
Better late than never.
Yeah, right.
About to grab my keys.
And shout out to all the cousins that's tapping in on the stream. We are live on the Hot 103 Jams YouTube page, Facebook, Twitter, and... What else? Twitch? Yeah, we on all them, man. Yeah. We are live in the Brown and Kruber Studios. And, of course, you out riding around and getting it from 7 Highway and I-70 in Blue Springs, from I-70 and I-470 in Independence. Shout out to you. Or how about our cousins on I-49 in Belton? About to transition into the Bruce R. Watkins Highway. Or, you know, you're going to go into Gregory and Bruce R. Watkins. So shout out to all the cousins that driving on I-435 right now. Wherever you are, that big old loop. You know, I-435 loops around the entire city. Have you ever driven the entire thing in one day?
Not with these gas prices.
Wherever you are, however you tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning, thank you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We love and appreciate you so much because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. You know it's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We gonna get it started with the text line because you know it's been thumping. Big love and a good morning was sent over to Charlotte Ford. Big love to everybody in the town. Also, have a great day. Shout out and a rest in peace to Mrs. Billy. That was sent over. Sending with love from Matthew. Sheila Stevenson, hey cousin. Says stay positive and stay focused. I love that. Shondrika Evans, big love. Keep your head up. Do your big one. Anthony Drone, big always. Drinker. It's always love. Who else we got? Charette. Hold on. Charette Parker. Big love to you. I appreciate the cousin with the extra explanation of the pronunciation. Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. Said a happy birthday to friend Tamar. Hope you enjoy your, cancer season. Big love to you. Stacey Davis.
Pre-Leo season.
Could you let the people live?
No. We taking over, baby.
So, because when it's y'all season, what we going to say? Pre-Virgo season?
No.
Exactly.
Super Leo season, baby.
Bingo. Rich Harris. Say good morning, fam. Shout out to everybody at KPRS. Yes. Big love. And a shout out to also Brandon Blake for being tapped in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Shout out to all the cousins. We appreciate you.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:25 on your time, high of 89, and currently it is 68 in Independence. Montel Jordan sat down with Cam Newton on his podcast, and when he revealed this one thing that he wrote, Deborah Cox, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here, Cam Newton got him hip real quick.
When that song dropped, I remember vividly, I had to be in like the 5th grade. We always remix stuff.
Yeah.
How did you get here? Chick, I caught the bus.
Nobody. Are you serious?
Yeah. You never heard that?
I'm today years old hearing that.
No.
When was the first time you heard that remix? Because
I was on Vine or something in 2012, 2013 or something.
Because I remember being, when I first came to Kansas City, I heard it way more here. Like, off rip, I heard
really?
People. Yes, I. Whoa. No, I promise. If I play this at a party, it's going to be, your heart can't talk. Like, it's a remix of every part. But I never heard it.
The bus.
I never heard it that much until I moved to the town.
Huh. Yeah, I first saw it on Vine or YouTube or something in 2012 or whatever. Damn, Cam was in the fifth grade when this came out. I was in the eighth grade. Interesting. Hmm. Yeah, 98.
What year is
this? This was fall of 98 when this came out.
Oh, okay.
Not my favorite song either.
That's a cool song, but yeah. I'm going to play it for the remix purposes, not because of the original. Other news, rapper Too Short speaks on his favorite word.
I wouldn't find a woman in my life that said he called me a B word or I don't even curse a lot.
Really?
In real life. I do, but I don't. Wow. So it's like, you'd be surprised.
Oh, in the wow. words of Drake, the jig is up.
A rapper not living up to their lyrics again.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah,
makes sense. You know, hey, you know, this makes me look at music totally different.
Does
and
it?
I mean,
but is he being honest? Because a woman in the comments was like, well,
I
you called
so.
It up. You called us that enough in the 80s, so I think you're good.
I feel like people just know that take rap or lyrics with a grain of salt. Okay? That's all. I just leave it at that. They not really doing what they say.
You think so? You think everybody like that?
I think Too Short is comfortable enough now. He's what, mid-50s? He's exposing everything because he ain't got nothing to lose no more. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You think Too Short was a real pimp?
I mean,
you know,
I never really gave it that much thought.
What's going on?
Maybe.
I'm up hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
I love it when we can tap in with some of our famous cousins, D, as we have two-time USA Indoor Track and Field champion, top three finisher, Baylor Hall of Famer, Tiffany
McReynolds.
Good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning. Well, doing really well. Good morning.
Welcome back. This isn't your first time. This is your second time, right?
Yes.
Being on Hustle and Shine in the morning. So we appreciate you making time. Now, tell us about your foundation, Happily Ever Faster.
Yeah. So Happily Ever Faster is a nonprofit initiative that got started to get kids who are local to Kansas City to be more prepared when it comes to both track as well as school. So we like to prepare them to be student athletes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And get them prepared. And this weekend, you guys have something specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this weekend, we have our second annual summer track series by Happily Ever Faster. And we do a track camp each year on the Missouri side as well as on the Kansas side.
I love that.
So that we're able to serve both sets of kids and youth over on both sides of the city. So on July 18th, we have our Missouri side camp, and that will be at Lincoln College Preparatory Academy. And then mm-hmm. we have our KCK camp at Washington High School. So it's the same thing, both sides.
I always wonder what, because I never was in track and field growing up. I've always wondered what that was like. What is a typical track practice like day?
Yeah, yeah. Like a light day or just
no, nah, I want the real one.
You want the okay.
Jump off the porch.
Yeah. A typical day now, like for me as a professional, is a lot longer than it was when I was in high school for sure. But so a typical day as a professional, I start with my warm up always, right? But
what's the warm up?
My
warm up takes. He want all the details.
Yeah, yeah,
how many miles you run per day?
I don't run miles, so
okay.
I'm a sprinter hurdler.
Ah,
okay. I'm like way less than the other, you know, like distance or anything like that. So I would say I probably run maybe like in my biggest sessions a total of like 1400. Huh? Meters, you know what I mean? So that's close to a mile.
Okay.
So it's like,
you're like,
oh
what?
My God.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say 1,400 miles.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say 14 miles.
No.
Because, like, me getting into cardio now, like, I understand, like, walking and running and stuff like that, it changes everything with your perspective on how you view things.
Yeah.
So, like, I just imagine a track athlete would be doing, like, 8 miles a day or something like that.
Oh, my
I
gosh.
Yeah. it depends. It depends on like what event you do. Okay. But as a sprinter, no. Like we're doing more shorter
distance. Yeah, like y'all not doing. It's not cross country. Like you know.
Yeah.
It's a different. A different beast for sure. I did track once, and I sat it down.
Yeah.
I like shot putting discus. I can get jiggy with. I did the 100 meter. The longest 100 meter of my life.
Really? Oh my God!
I was like in the sixth grade.
You know they got the throwers relay. You could have been on the throwers 4x1.
She didn't dive in like that.
They didn't have that back then. I don't remember. They didn't have all of this.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love it though. Happily Ever Faster this weekend, right?
Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah, I love it, man.
But we'll make sure we post the flyer up. Thank and of you. Course your picture with us, because we just took a nice little family portrait.
We did. It was cute.
It'll be up on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. It's going down this weekend. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for stopping by.
Yes, thank y'all for having me.
And Myron thanks you in advance for them donuts. Shout out to Lamar.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning.
Today, we're going to be talking about something I've been seeing all over social media, and that is whether if you are pulled over while you are driving a car in the state of Missouri, if you have to provide your license to an officer. You absolutely do. I had to go to the statutes. It is 302.181 of the revised Missouri statutes, and it says if you are pulled over while you are driving, that you have to give your license to the officer. And if you do not give your driver's license to the officer, that it is presumptive evidence that you are not a licensed driver. Now, I've been seeing this go all around on the body cam footage when you see it on social media, and that is a really quick way to rack up additional charges. Because if you don't give your license, then you could be charged with obstructing the duties of an officer. And then if they decide, well, because you're obstructing, we're going to pull you out of the car. Then if you don't do that, and if you don't go into the cuffs, it's resisting arrest. And then if you start kicking and you end up kicking the officer, then that's assault on a police officer. And so something that's a really simple issue can become very expensive and inconvenient very quickly. Okay, so if you've got questions about this or other legal issues, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. So I'm super excited for you guys to experience my Faith Justice Victory Show. If you have not checked it out, it is really fun. It's a great 30 minutes. You learn a lot and you meet cool people. We are on every single Tuesday at 11:30 on Gospel 1590 AM. So make sure you check it out. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
It's the Popper, active on Hot 103 Jams in the morning. We glow, we grind with Hustle and Shine. You hear me?
D, Police and Lee Summit. They have submitted 7 cases involving juveniles to the Jackson County Family Court for possible charges in connection with an incident on June 6th at Downtown Days in Lee Summit. So they announced Monday that the detectives conducted an extensive investigation using available video footage, eyewitness statements, and other evidence to identify those believed to have been involved in quote-unquote criminal activity. Of course, you know, we saw video of fights, assaults, property damage, large groups of juveniles refusing to disperse, and a weapons-related call. Mm-hmm. One woman was trampled in that chaos. Later, you know, they recovered some bear spray that was dispersed into the crowd. And then they said that the Downtown Days is basically done for.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, this is bad, because we've been talking about the parents and getting y'all kids, and so I think that they're gonna come down hard on these kids and on these families. Unfortunately, I think with this, I think they want to set a precedent, and send a message that they're not finna deal with this.
We had a lot of words when it comes to it, because it. We didn't talk about all of this. And I understand that our kids want to have fun and doing certain things, but understand at this point in your life, you are the fun that you see is the fun that can get you locked up for the rest of your life.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:26 on your time. It is a high of 91. Currently, it is 74 in Topeka. During this conversation, T.I., your former GOAT, and Dro spoke on creating Shoulder Lean. Now, although Tip said he never wanted to put this song out.
You know, we can't never make no song like that, man. We don't dance. Nah. And so then I just started like singing or like humming, and he did me the same way. Like, man, go record that.
Yeah.
It
came out.
Because they literally said that on the song. I don't know how to dance,
This is a jam.
I think it's under Dro, because Dro took it after T.I. was like, I'm cool. You know
this
I mean?
Young, this was Young Dro song. This was his lead single. And this was definitely a song that reminds me of my internship year. This was definitely spring, summer of 2006. Mm-hmm. An all-time jam right there, baby. Yeah, definitely cool. Bona fide classic. Yeah. Sometimes the biggest hits happen like that, when you just humming something and then somebody takes it another level or whatever.
Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, thinking about it, Shoulder Lean, I wouldn't rate it. It was fire. It's still a bop. But I'm thinking of Lean with a Rock with it, the Laffy Taffy. I feel like I would still choose those songs first over this. I'm just thinking of the other songs, too, that were kind of coming out around that time that were, you know, them type of dance type records. Like, it's still a great song, but it just wouldn't rank high on my dance songs. But it was very player, very G.
So.
Now, if you were born in the 90s, maybe even specifically that mid-90 point, the next news might excite you. Raven Simone has confirmed that the Cheetah Girls Next Generation is officially in the works, and she'll be returning as Galleria. Adrian Bailon will be back as Chanel, and Sabrina will be playing, of course, Dorinda. But it don't sound like Keely will be in the lineup.
Promises?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Too many broken promises and you're
no,
not...
No, no, no. You didn't say it right.
That's it as best
put
as
too
I
many
could.
S's in there. Promises.
I said it too correctly.
Yes, you did.
If you got a lisp, cousin, shout out to you.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Promises.
Might cringe a little, but we love you,
put
though.
Put that in the bag.
I can't wait for that. That will be very exciting to see. I was a big Cheetah Girls fan. Me and my friends, we used to, like the Cheetah Girls. I was Galleria. It was a thing. It was always a thing. So shout out to my little Cheetah Girls out there that still have that inner child in them, because I am one of those.
Girl,
that's the morning gossip.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Kansas season. Happy birthday to those fierce, tenacious, and highly imaginative, sympathetic kids.
Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor and saxophonist who's known for his current role as being straight up crazy on The Family Business. Happy birthday to Stan Shaw. Sending over some birthday love to model, host, brand ambassador who's appeared on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Happy birthday to Alexis Scott. Sending a major birthday shout out to choreographer, director, TV personality, singer, actress, and dancer. When it comes to the dance moves, she's worked with Michael Jackson, Lady Gaga, and even Beyonce. Canada's very own, Lauren Gibson. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to singer-songwriter straight out of Georgia, who's received a Grammy for her part in writing TLC's hit song, No Scrub. And she also has several hits of her own. A member of Escape, happy birthday to Tamika Harris.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Chris McMorris, Brandon Fraser, and Alicia Renee. Happy birthday, Anthony Deadman, Commodore Thomas, and Charles Cole. Sending birthday love to Reagan Dixon, Anthony Iriron, and Brianna Michelle Thies. Happy birthday, Blue Lotus, T. Larice Jenkins, and a big special happy birthday to Davina Van and everybody else born on July 14th. Happy birthday, Cancer. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah,
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, Miss Cindy.
Hey, Miss Cindy. What you doing on this this Taco Tuesday?
I don't make tacos on Tuesday. I'm a burger mama.
Here I mean, that can't be a snack. Yeah, I get where you headed.
Miss Cindy, what type of air freshers you got where you at?
I still got the same one from last year.
No!
They don't work anymore. You need some new ones.
It's just an ornament now. All right, Miss Cindy, we got two tickets to go see Cypress Hill on July 22nd, but you got to finish these lyrics in order to get it. You ready?
All I want to do is do a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
She don't let's follow directions, D.
You got the body up here, come and get the award. Here's a hint, it's like a long shot, son. Flip tails and let me see you shake it up like dice. The way you shake it up is turning mighty men to mice. But A plus got a surprise, that's a backbreaker. Now let me see you shake it up like a rum shaker.
All I want to do is I'm a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your up.
Come on. All I want to do is boom, 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 boom. Just shake your up. Hey. Don't do Miss Sandy like that.
Please. You ain't worried about them. Well, I'm guessing you were worried about them tickets because you got them. Those two tickets are yours. Who's going to be your plus one, Miss Sandy?
You know my daughter's going with me.
Y'all be on your best behavior, okay?
Don't get no trouble.
You know, we ain't there about them. Hey,
That's a different group, Miss Security.
that's
a different group. Oh, Miss Cindy, please tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning.